Today we have a guest joining us here on the program. Tina Bakehouse is with us from the Golden Hills RC&D over there at Oakland. Tina, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. How's your springtime going?
Oh, spring is just wonderful. Our garden is starting to look like it's really growing some vegetables, and things are just really, really green.
It's a fun time of the year.
It is.
Fun time of the year. A lot of good things going on. And you've got an event going on down in Shenandoah here coming up very soon. It's a storytelling event. Well, tell us a story about the storytelling event.
That's right. This show is called Mostly True Things. And really, it's a rich, interesting story. Three years ago, I was able to attend an applied improvisation conference in Montreal, Canada. And in that time, I was learning ways to educate people and connect people, and during that time I met a storyteller and as well as an improvisationalist and facilitator from two different areas, one from New York and one from Germany, and the three of us were actually roommates during that four-day conference. And what's really great is this particular storytelling show, we kind of made a vow that we'd get together at some point, and so 3 years later, my friend Nadine Portillo from Germany is flying in to be one of the storytellers for this event, along with Jude Trader-Wolf, who's the host and creator of the show from New York.
That's pretty exciting. They give them a chance not only to help with the show, but to experience rural Iowa.
That's right. In fact, Jude Trader-Wolf is not foreign to Iowa anymore. I convinced her a couple of years ago to make the trek for her first storytelling event. So this is actually her fourth one in Southwest Iowa. But it is Nadine's very first time in the Midwest, and she's done a lot of world-renowned travel but is excited to check out rural Iowa.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to be a cultural ambassador, kind of, too.
Absolutely.
A lot of pressure on you there.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to do, is really get people interested and educated about what we have here. We have so many interesting people and places to check out.
You bet. Well, talk a little bit about the storytelling event. What will this be for folks who want to participate?
Right. So it's a great opportunity to support Golden Hills RC&D, which that's a lot of what we do, is promoting and developing cultural and conservation projects to enhance the quality of life for rural Western Iowa. And this is just one of those opportunities. And so this event, Mostly True Things, is a storytelling show that basically the four storytellers share a true story. Three of the four have embedded a lie. And so it's the fun part is that Jude, the host, does a story as well and sort of introduces and hosts each of the storytellers. And then following their stories, the audience gets an opportunity to ask them questions. And so prizes are had at the end if you can figure out who the truth teller is. And there is always the joke that we kind of tell mostly true things anyway. If you get asked, you know, do these pants make me look fat or what have you, we kind of have that means of telling half truths. And so this is kind of highlighting not only storytelling and people creating interesting story and connecting with one another, but it also has the opportunity to support Golden Hills. So it's Saturday, June 30th, and at 6 o'clock to 6:30, there's happy hour. 6:30 to 7:30 is the dinner, and then 8 p.m. is the show, and it's at the Cottonwood Pavilion, which is in Shenandoah. And that Cottonwood Pavilion is a beautiful space. Used to be an old sail barn, and it's just on the entrance there of Shenandoah. And so you can opt to do the dinner and the show for $40, the show only for $20. And if you bring a lot of people, you get a discount for those tickets.
Excellent. So for folks who have experienced, say, for example, dinner theater productions where it's interactive with the audience, and you're kind of, it's a whodunit, and you're kind of guessing along at the end of the night, this is kind of along the same lines with a storytelling twist.
Absolutely. That's the fun part. And so there's elements of improvisation. What makes it a lot of fun is that Jude is very gifted in improv as well. So she sings a song to introduce each of the storytellers at the beginning of the second half of the show. And then those four storytellers come up and audience members ask them stories. But the fun part of it is, and sort of the twist, is that those storytellers can lie during the Q&A part. So you're not sure if they're telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or it's mostly true even when they're responding. So that's sort of the fun part. For example, embedded lies could be, I'm headed west on I-80 when really it should be east if you're, you know, going from Malvern to Atlantic. that those kinds of things. So it could be directions that are a lie, or it could be, you know, it's 1980 and I find myself blah, 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 and then the song I was listening to was Lady Gaga. Well, Lady Gaga didn't exist in the 80s. So the lies can be really unique and different time period pieces, and that's what makes it a lot of fun.
So this isn't for husbands then, because we don't listen anyway.
It's a great opportunity for a date night, a ladies' night, a guy's night. It's really fun in terms of bringing your friends, because the storytellers that we have are Nathaniel Adkins. He's from the Red Oak area. He's done a lot of acting at the Wilson Performing Arts Center there in Red Oak. Nadine Portillo, which I mentioned, she's from Germany, has done a lot with facilitations and improv in Germany. Carolyn Steinbrink, which is, she's an educator from the Shenandoah area. And then Sean Booher, who's an Omaha comedian and corporate trainer, along with Jude Trader Wolf. And so it's going to be a really wonderful opportunity to have stories, laughs, all the feels, and unbelievably fun. And you're supporting Golden Hills RC&D.
So I guess we look at it this way. It's a chance for us to hone our listening skills.
You got it. Absolutely. We can always get better at that. In fact, it's one of the most important skills that employers want, and even in our interpersonal relationships as well, because we humans are emotional creatures, and all of us are born orators, and so it's really important. Stories teach us to love, to forgive one another, and we need to be listening to those stories.
Sure. Tina, if someone is listening to us today and isn't really sure about this whole storytelling thing and thinking, well, it sounds just like kind of like going to a seminar or something to me, what's the difference? Well, how will they experience this?
Right. It's a lot more engaging, and so if you've never been to a storytelling show, per se, you will be part of an engaged audience, and really the stories come to life, and you're going to get this really wonderful human experience. And so when the show starts, Jude opens with a song, and so that part is sort of a theater experience, and then she shares a really lively, interesting, entertaining 10-minute story, and then she introduces each of the next storytellers. And you'll laugh, you'll maybe even cry, but you'll get to sit next to your friends and neighbors and get to enjoy and be entertained. So it's not, per se, educational. It's a lot more entertainment.
All right, and interactive, and that's what makes it fun.
And interactive, absolutely.
Always got to engage the public out there. Very good. Now, again, you mentioned this is coming up on June 30th. How do folks register?
Right, so there's a couple of ways that you can do this depending on your comfort. You can buy tickets online through the Golden Hills website, and so that's www.goldenhillsrcd.org, and just look up the storytelling events under the events icon. So that website is goldenhillsrcd.org. You can also call me, Tina Bakehouse, at 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. Again, one thing to note, too, is we do have a limited space for reservations for the dinner portion. We're limited to 60 people for the dinner and the show. But for the show only, we have a lot more open space. But we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, you can also shoot me an email, which is tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. That's tina@goldenhillsrcd.org.
Excellent. Now, food always sells, too. What's on the menu?
Well, they're kind of working on that menu and brainstorming a little bit. Anything, I think anything from Iowa is going to be pretty tasty.
This is going to be local sourced food?
Well, we're working on that a little bit, so I'm not sure at this point, but we do try to support, for sure, local vendors, and it's definitely going to be inspired food.
Very good. And it sounds like it should be a good time for folks. And this is just for anybody. This could be bring the family, bring the friends, a group of folks from work. Anybody can enjoy this.
That's right. And I would love to see you too there, Jim. It would be great to have you come as well.
I'm supposed to be telling the stories, aren't I?
Well, and I would love to have you share a story sometime. I think Atlantic, it would be great to have a storytelling event.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Tina, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and the efforts put into this. I know these things don't come by accident, and they don't come easy, especially when you have folks flying in from New York and from overseas. We appreciate the effort.
Absolutely. Well, it's super important to me to connect people, and I think storytelling just does a great job of that. And that's what Golden Hills is all about, is just really giving all of us in Southwest Iowa wonderful cultural opportunities.